Proclamation number 8951 of 10th of March, 1965. Decision test. Confessing Jesus Christ. Which way you take, that you determine yourselves in free will. However, provided that you have knowledge both of my will as well as of the nature of my opponent, who always works against my will. And you'll always experience this through the voice of conscience. You will always have the feeling for good and evil in you, because you recognize the effect of good or bad action in yourselves. Therefore, my will also always prevail in you when you feel driven to good, while the work of the opponent triggers ignoble urges in you, and you yourselves would defend yourselves when fellow women would let out such urges on you. And so every man can say that he very well knows when he commits an injustice, because he rebels as soon as it is committed against himself. But my adversary then has him in his power, from which only one can free him, if he gives himself to him. Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of mankind. For he has broken his power with his death on the cross, and he has paid the purchase price for all sins of the past, present and future. He did it out of love for the fallen brothers. But these must accept redemption through him in free will. Every man must recognize and confess himself as sinful and want to become free from the sin guilt. Then also his will experience strengthening, because Jesus Christ has acquired this favor of strengthening of the will for you at the cross. And exactly for the will of men the adversary fights with a perseverance to not lose them. But also the light world wages the fight for them, and I myself truly do everything to win them for me. But I cannot force a person, just as my adversary cannot exert force either. Thus the human being himself makes the final decision. That is the test of will, whether you man choose me or my opponent to your Lord. And you can be glad when the possibility of a decision is still offered to you in the kingdom on the other side, that you are also there still put before the choice to ascend up, when you still find the divine Redeemer over there, or to sink again into the deep, that he then can completely take possession of you, and you then again become irrevocably banished in matter. If my love alone would be determining, then I would free you abruptly out of his power, but this contradicts my law of eternal order. It would also contradict my justice, which demands atonement for all guilt, and without this atonement cannot receive you into the kingdom of light. That is why you must acknowledge him and ask for forgiveness of your guilt, who has made this atonement for you vicariously. That you now completely disregard the gospel of love in the time of the end, and that exactly this has caused your spiritual low, is to be regarded as work of my adversary, who himself, lacking all love, also seeks to stifle it in you to make the way back to me more difficult for you. But only through love can you also regain my love, that it can shine on you and change you again to your original being. And that is why your state is also so hopeless when you do not desire this change yourselves, when the will does not awaken in you to unite with me again, and you thereby take away my opponent's right over you. But exactly this you have to accomplish yourselves. I cannot and must not induce you to it, because it is about your free decision of will, which alone makes a becoming perfect possible, even if I still have to wait eternities. But one day I will succeed, one day you will voluntarily turn to me, and you will voluntarily let yourselves be illuminated by my love again and be blissfully happy again, as it was in the beginning. Amen.